Our good friend Tim Dimoff, president and CEO of SAC Security Investigative Services, verdict came down yesterday. Late afternoon, former police officer Derek Chauvin found guilty on the three charges. Tim, you have testified in a number of police enforcement cases. What certainly was different about this one, and did you see this verdict coming?
Well, when we originally looked at this case, the whole situation of the case for him to be found guilty of murder was to be able to substantiate the fact that not whether his actions were wrong or not proper or didn't follow normal police procedure, it really came down to whether his pressure on George Floyd's neck caused the death of George Floyd. Originally, I thought it might be very tough to get a medical person in to say that it was a direct cause. Prosecution did a very good job. They found not just one, they found a couple pathologists, medical expert types that said they believed strongly that it was a direct result of George Floyd's death. Once they established that, then I was very confident that they would find him guilty of murder. Secondly, the length of the time that the jury was out was very short in these type of cases. And when you get a verdict, when a jury says we have a verdict and they haven't deliberated very long, in these type of major cases, that's almost a strongest indication that they're going to find him guilty of the highest charges. Prosecution spent 2 weeks with their case. The defense spent 2 days on their case. So I think when you add all those up, this verdict is not a surprise.
Tim, when you look at Chauvin's actions the night of the murder of George Floyd, you've been documented on this show that you haven't seen that type of training before. The defense tried to come out and say he was using as trained. The knee on the back of the neck for that substantial time is not part of training, correct?
Yeah, there are police departments across the country that do advocate or allow a knee on the back, shoulder blades, even on the back of the neck, side of the neck, but not for 9.5 minutes. I mean, if you have to break this down, the length of time with an individual on their stomach, handcuffed behind their back, and then you're going to apply pressure for 9.5 minutes. And then, on top of it, at least halfway into that pressure, the subject is screaming out in pain, and further, the subject passes out or no longer is outwardly functioning in a strong way, and you continue to put that pressure on. Be honest with you, Ray, I don't see all the police officers I've talked to about this case. That just doesn't go good with those officers. And I just don't think the length of time and everything into consideration here is even beginning to be acceptable.
Tim, my final question for you this morning, with all your years of experience in law enforcement, the verdict that came down yesterday, is this a landmark verdict? Do you expect some things to change in the way law enforcement is handled and training in the future?
Oh, this is going to have a significant impact in law enforcement. First, you're going to see some changes in the training. You're going to see changes in the acceptable procedures with putting pressure, on a neck once, you know, especially after a person is in custody and that. I think you're going to see the elimination of that kind of restraint being acceptable by police departments across the United States.